Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic brings us Adam Schefter each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You've probably seen their locations in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. What are you waiting for? If you have a strain, a sprain, a fracture, a laceration, a dislocation, or something like that, do not go to the ER. Do not go to urgent care. Check out the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. Why? Because all physicians are fellowship trained in specialty orthopedics. They are board certified. They are board eligible. They have advanced training in their respective fields. And by the way, the spine center that they have there, it also provides the highest level of spine care from a team of board certified physicians, fellowship trained surgeons, and non-surgical specialists. They offer on-site physical therapy, MRI, and outpatient surgical procedures. So if you find yourself in that situation, please check out our friends at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. There is a difference. Always great to have Adam Schefter on the show with us. Adam, I saw on your Twitter account yesterday that the NFL schedule is not being released until next week. That will be very disappointing to the Packers fans out there who are waiting with bated breath to see the order of the games for their beloved green and gold. Why next week? What's that about?
Well, listen, it's not an automatic that it gets released the second Thursday after the draft, which is what they've done in recent years. I texted somebody in the league office on Monday. I'm like, are we getting this? We're like, we're waiting for Roger to sign off on this. Now, again, for whatever reason, they must have felt like there were some issues that they still were working through. It's complex to make all the networks happy. Everybody's got requests for games. It's an important decision to make for all these games. And so obviously they just were not ready to do it this week and wanted to work into next week. And the truth of the matter is, look, it's really, there's not a lot of news value in the schedule, but everybody waits to plan their schedules around the actual schedule. And basically you're planning trips, you know, you're waiting to see where you're going to go. You're waiting to see when your team has a bye, who it opens up with, although the Packers already know they're going to Brazil. They're opening in Brazil against the Eagles. So there's a lot of things like that, but there's no date that the league is locked into that it has to be then, and the league wants to make sure it gets it right with its network partners, and the league didn't feel like it was ready to do it just yet, so it's taking until next Wednesday, 1 week from today, to release its schedule.
Yeah, that's just smart. With all the money that the networks pay and the NFL makes off of those network contracts, that just makes sense. Adam, you always like to say the NFL gets what the NFL wants. And is the biggest example of that the schedule release? Because the NFL has made this, as we've discussed, into a year-round thing. And to me, and look, I'm just as guilty as the next person in terms of being excited about what the Packers' schedule is going to be and when that gets released next week. But I already know the games. I know where the games are going to be played. This is literally just the order in which they are going to be played. And yet the NFL has all of us waiting and being excited over the release of something that we already kind of know.
Well, you know what? I'll go back to when I was first covering the National Football League in 1990 out in Denver. And I always felt that the release of the schedule, you know, on this particular date was a big deal. And I always like look forward to it. Like, when is Denver playing? Who do the Broncos open with? When's their bye? When do I get to take off? Are they on Monday nights? All those things, all the questions that we all have. Like, my point to you is that in the 90s, in the early 90s, I always felt like, even though, to your point, it was not, again, new, it always felt like a big deal, right? It always felt like a big deal. And this is an example of that being a big deal. It just plays out how it does, and you get to see how it spells out. You know, the truth of the matter is, it's really now the digital Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl for these social media teams to put together a release video that accompanies the schedule, and each social media team tries to outdo the next one. This is the Super Bowl for each super social media team across the league.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. One of the big conversations on social media yesterday was reaction to Austin Rivers' comment that there could not be crossover between the NFL and the NBA. Did you see those, Adam?
I heard a little bit about it. I didn't hear his direct comments, but what's the gist of it, that certain players couldn't do certain things or whatnot?
That NFL players could never hang in the NBA. Basically, and my interpretation of it was Austin Rivers thinks that the NFL is just a bunch of offensive linemen and quarterbacks. And, you know, like, I think you forgot all about the skill position players, that many of them have had success, obviously, at lower levels. But, you know, Julius Peppers comes to mind very quickly as the one guy who probably could have had a career in the NBA after playing basketball at North Carolina and also football. He obviously chose to extend his career on the gridiron. Do you think there could be crossover? Are there players in the NFL that you think would have successful NBA careers?
Oh, I would feel certain about that. I don't know exactly who. I'd have to sit down and think about it. But there are some great basketball players who are football players. Great. And these guys love it. So to me, I don't know how successful they would be, but I'll bet there are definitely some NFL guys that could make it in the NBA.
The position of tight end always seems to be one for me. I mean, Tony Gonzalez, right? Am I remembering that
Antonio
correctly?
Antonio Gates.
These are guys who played basketball, and famously, it was part of the reason why they were so good at 50-50 balls, at jump balls, and you know what I mean? Like, we always talked about in the broadcast, part of the reason why these guys were so good, their athleticism, you know, crossed over to the basketball court as well.
Oh, Antonio Gates. And I guess I'd like to get away from tight ends because I guarantee there are some safeties, some running backs. There are probably some offensive linemen that could do it. Like, there are guys that could play in the NBA. Probably not a lot, but I'm just telling you, there are some football players who are really, really good at basketball. Really good.
Adam, what do you think is most likely to happen for the Green Bay Packers? Because we were just discussing some bets. I'm not saying you have to bet on any of these, but what just do you think is the most likely to happen? The Packers are over 9.5 wins. The Packers win the NFC North, or Jordan Love wins the MVP?
Well, Jordan Love MVP, 9.5 wins, win the North, right?
Those are the three options. Yep.
I would say the most likely of those three would be over 9.5 wins.
Yeah.
You agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. The odds agree. That makes the most sense to me. I guess if I'm looking for value, if I am betting, I said I would take Packers winning the NFC North just because there's some good odds there. But I think they're maybe a little bit closer to the Lions. I still think the Lions are the favorite. The Lions probably win. But I think they're going to be nipping at the heels of the Lions.
It's, yeah. And by the way, like, I think Detroit's a great team.
Yeah.
But again, this is like mutual funds. You know, past performance does not guarantee future success. And just because the Lions played great last year and it was the year of the Lions and everybody rallied around them, just because that was the case, doesn't mean they're going to have that year again. It doesn't work like that. The Lions had a great year, but also had a lot of breaks and they made things count and it was just their year. Is it going to be their year again? Very possibly. Wouldn't surprise anybody. They're good enough to have it be their year. But, again, there are no guarantees in this league. And it changes up. For all we know, Caleb Williams is going to come on and take the league by storm, and the Bears are going to win the division. Or Jordan Love continues his ascension, rises up, and they dethrone the Lions. I mean, these things, They're possible. You don't see it now, but they definitely could be the case before the end of the year.
Adam, who should we be keeping an eye on as far as getting a big contract, the next big contract in the league? Obviously, here in Wisconsin, everyone is waiting for the shoe to drop with the Jordan Love contract. Is there somebody else in the league that you think will get done before his gets done?
Well, I'm sure there will be. Like, the Lions have been talking to Jared Goff. The Niners have been talking to Brandon Ayuk, if we're going to talk to other positions as well. The Cowboys know it's out there with C.D. Lamb. I don't know which one's going to get done first. It's never exactly easy to tell. Sometimes these things come together very quickly. Other times they're longer and it's a more drawn-out process. But, you know, I think by the time the regular season begins, I would think that we'll have contract extensions for Trevor Lawrence, for Jared Goff, for Jordan Love, for C.D. Lamb, for Justin Jefferson, for Brandon Ayuk. Like, there's a lot of deals that are going to get done this summer. Which one's first? Couldn't tell you. Don't know that right now. But there's a lot of deals that get done, and there are little, you know, inflection points right before training camp, right at the start of training camp, right before the start of the regular season, where these deals sometimes tend to get done.
Adam, Packers president Mark Murphy does a little column over at Packers.com every month. Takes five fan questions, answers them, calls it Murphy Takes Five. And this month, he shared a wild story of when he was coming into the league. Washington had reached out to him, said that they were interested in drafting him. So they brought him and a bunch of other prospects to town, and he didn't get drafted on day one. Then day two, They basically take him and like four other dudes, throw them in a van, show them a tour of the city, all while the draft is going on. They don't have, obviously, access to cell phones or anything like that. Nobody gets drafted, or he doesn't get drafted. And at the end, this was all a ploy for them to kind of be like, oh, hey, we really like you, and now we want to sign you to a free agent contract. Have you heard of any other wild stories around the draft? Because we couldn't get over the fact that the Washington squad just decided, hey, we kind of like you. Yeah, we don't necessarily want to draft you, but we're just going to stash you away so we can sign you to a free agent contract and put the pressure on when it comes to signing
that
deal.
It was essentially kidnapping, is I think what we're trying to get at, Adam Schefter. Like, they kidnapped Mark Murphy and a bunch of other players and kept them from being able to be drafted by other teams. Like, it's wild.
Nobody could get a hold of him.
Well, there are all sorts of hijinks that go on. Some hijinks and some not. Like, the Broncos were calling the Jets. Was it the Jets during this draft or the team behind them? I forget. They were trying to distract them so they could just get Bo Nix without any issues. You know, again, there's a story that I told on my podcast this morning, and it's not hijinks, but the ramifications and significance of it, to me, are unbelievable when I thought about it. But I had Elliot Wolf, who is the Patriots' de facto general manager, the son of the Packers' legendary general manager, Ron Wolf, on my podcast this week, and was asking him about being in the Packers' war room back in the day. And he told me the story back in the 1996 draft when he was in the room. And the week before the draft, the Packers sent down their head of scouting, John Dorsey, to go work out and meet with Ray Lewis, time him in the 40, came back, raved about him. Well, they had Ray Lewis on the phone, called him to let him know that with the 27th overall pick in the 1996 draft, the Green Bay Packers were taking Ray Lewis. And while they were on the phone with Ray Lewis, it flashed on the screen that at number 26, one pick before Green Bay, the Baltimore Ravens selected Ray Lewis. Now, for a moment, just think about what it would have been like.
No, I prefer not to. I don't want to think about it as a Packers fan.
What would it have been like if the Packers had gotten the guy that they intended to get, the guy they had on the phone, the guy they wanted to get? And they didn't get him, and instead they took John Michaels, the offensive tackle from USC. But let's envision for a moment.
Do I have to?
Ray Lewis with Reggie White.
Adam, you're killing me.
Favre. Oh, my God.
Leroy Butler. Yeah, Leroy Butler. Yeah, I get it. I get it, Adam. That team would have been really good and probably wins the Super Bowl in back-to-back years. Yes, I understand. Thank you for making it, Gabe.
Look at it. Hey, Adam, speaking of Elliot Wolf, can I just ask you one question about that? Because there's been some rumblings, and these are real rumblings, not like Chewy rumblings where somebody is implicitly saying it, but that he is the guy who's going to get the job, but because the team has not been able to fulfill the Rooney rule, outside candidates are like, we know it's Elliot Wolf's job. Why in the world would we interview for that position when it's just basically to fulfill the Rooney rule? Is this going to be a tough situation? Are they going to be able to get out of this?
No, it's not an issue. Again, I expect that Elliot Wolf will be the full-time general manager there. And they have two people in today that they're interviewing this morning, Brandon Hunt, the Eagles director of scouting, and Samir Suleiman, the Panthers' former vice president. And the reason that people go and do it when they know that the odds are stacked against them is, number one, it's good experience. Number two, it's good exposure. Number three, they get to go through the process. Number four, you never know what's going to happen. It's like, why would the American hockey team play the Russian team? Well, you know what? Sometimes the underdog comes through. And maybe, for all we know, Elliot Wolf gets the job, which is the expectation, the general manager. And after a year, it doesn't work out, but Brandon Hunt or Samir Suleiman made such an impression on the Kraft family that they have him top of mind, and they bring him back. Like, you don't know. You're not turning down something when you have aspirations of rising up in the business. You're not going into that interview thinking that you're going to get the job. We understand that. But you are going in knowing that, hey, today on this show, we mentioned Brandon Hunt and Samir Suleiman. Their names are on social media today. They are being discussed. Their names come up. They'll have the experience of meeting the Patriots people. They'll now know the Kraft family. They'll now know Gerard Mayo. They'll now build other connections. They'll have the experience for doing it themselves. There's a lot of reasons to go through it, even though we all don't believe that they're going to wind up as the general manager of the Patriots, if that makes sense.
Adam, last thing we have for you. My husband and I got into a heated debate yesterday. He told me I was sneezing wrong, that I have been sneezing through my mouth and not my nose. And if I were sneezing through my nose, I wouldn't be sneezing as frequently as I am. So a very simple question for you this morning, Adam Schefter. Do you sneeze through your mouth or do you sneeze through your nose?
I believe I sneeze through your nose. I don't know whether that's going to make me more or less attracted to your husband, Jen.
Put Adam Schefter down as a nose sneezer, not a mouth sneezer. I know Gabe said earlier he doesn't want to be distinguishing between mouth sneezing and nose sneezing.
Because mouth sneezing is just sneezing.
And nose sneezing is
no
a problem.
Sneezing. Yeah. It's an issue. Get that looked at, Adam.
And so the two things that you can remember all day today, Gabe, will be, you know, how you sneeze and what would have happened if the Green Bay Packers had, in fact, drafted Ray Lewis.
Nope, he has already Men in Blacked that from his brain. Adam Schefter, remember those devices they used on Men in Black to erase people's memories so they wouldn't know that they had met an alien?
It's like the biggest what if in Packers history.
It is, yeah.
Like Ray Lewis and Reggie White on the same defense? That's not fair.
It is quite a what if.
All right, Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us, extending your stay here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. I promise next time the big guy will be back. He obviously makes things a lot more fun around here.
It's all good. I'm happy to be with you guys. We still had a good time. We'll have a good time with Adam every time. But, yes, it's nice when Chewy's here.
All right, Adam, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Adam Schefter brought to you right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. Both are fantastic. So much fun to play. I love going up there and doing that. I already have my date booked up there to play, but stay and play packages are now available. So book right now to guarantee those choice dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.